We're in the middle of Simen Mem Gimel. We did last week Sif Hey. So it's we did it quickly, but I think we did it. But we didn't do Mishuvah Sif Katan Chav. Mishuvah Sif Katan Chav is very important. Mishuvah Sif Katan Chav, after the first few lines, talks about wearing the tefillin through mavuos mitut. Wearing the tefillin through mavuos mitunafos. Okay, wearing it into not exactly a bathroom, but dirty, you know, places where there's a lot of dirty, smelly, disgusting things. So Rosh Hashanah holds that it's not called mavuos mitunafos. And then Zohar brings it down to Mishabura. He holds that the garbage in the street is not called Mavos Mutunafos. Rav Eliashiv disagrees, and I sort of been seeing Abishal had some sort of pshara, but I didn't understand. I was missing something in the Hebrew. Okay, so let's see what the Mishabura writes. Mishabura Sivkat and Chaf, a few lines down. Kosov HaRamami. That's a Ramami. Panu Simon and Tess. The Mutu the Kones Bitfilm of Uasa Mitunafos. I feel Yesha Makom Mitunaf Lehedya. Even if there's really disgusting, dirty diapers over there, a person's still allowed to walk through wearing tefillin. Make your idea. Vitov Lechasos Bakova. It's good to cover the tefillin. Which means make your din is not necessary. It's a good thing to do. If you want to take it off, put it back on, that would be even better. But you're allowed to walk through, make your din even without covering. Better to cover it. Best seems to be to take it off. Now, Magen Avraham Mitzadi lomad kishiyodeh sheikanes derech mavuos and mitunafos lo yinicha beveisor el beveisor knesses. So there's a very important concept. It comes from the Zohar, the Arizal, to walk to shul. Leave your hat. Put on the when you come into shul, you're ready. You're wearing a talis and you're wearing a talis and tefillin into the shul. So here, the Magen Avraham writes that if you know that from between your house and the shul, you're going to go through these mavos mitunafos, so then it's better not to put the tefillin on at home. Better to put them on the shul. Oh, sheini chabeveisu vichasim mavos mitunafos, or put them on at home and then cover it. So everyone seems to agree that covering is okay. Now, the problem I have with this, the kasha I had in this, and I didn't see anyone discuss it, is that most poskim hold, like we said last week, mi'ikar adin, a person's allowed to make ketanim while wearing tefillin. Okay? That making ketanim is a doraisa state of lichluch. If a person would say kriya shema in front of someone making ketanim, it would be over nisa doraisa. So, it doesn't say over there to cover the tefillin. Right, we said only a Beit Knesset. All right, now kavua. But why doesn't it say over there that you have to cover the tefillin? That's one of the kashas I have on this whole sugya. Okay. Then he says, "B'tshuvas Radva." Hold on a second. When he's stopping, Masla Shekel, Dev should say, "Lachasos Gavkin." The Ritzuos V'Koshin and Gimel Kriichol Shal Etzba. Then the question is, how much you have to cover? You're just covering the shell, the bias of the shell, Rosh. The shell Yad, we assume, is already covered, or you have to cover the knots. You have to cover the wrap around the fingers. What exactly has to be covered? So that's all discussion. V'tshuvas Radva, Masla Gavkin, Shasov. Do we dine at Tzach Lachasos Atzvim B'Makom B'Makomos Hamitunafos? The kosh if shall the chasos amutov shenicha v'seknesses u'mashashan the adalva yishu betus ain't zech lachasos shen derech kshira lo derech ksiva. I assume that's Rav Vaz going shitas tosis and not shitas Rashi that we've discussed in the past that holds it is ksiva and does have the status of letters of Shem Hashem. Right. So we're good. And when we spoke about making ketanim with the tefillin on, we said Meikar Adin, the Mechaber brings the most potent, it's mutter. And then the Mechaber brought down the Rambam, who said it's aser. Why don't they say it's aser? So they bring down because The Gemara has two reasons. One is you might come to make gedolim, so if that's not relevant, it's going to be okay. And the Rambam goes with the second reason of the Gemara, that he might come to be lafiach, to pass gas, and that's why it would be asa. The Aruch HaShulchan has a whole different mahalik over here, and he says it's asa me'ikar adin to make tani with tefillin on. It's part of ingu for naki. It's not any worse than well, passing gas, asa me'ikar adin, and this is not, can't be, and here's a whole different mahalik. Okay, look at the Bir Halacha. Dibar Masav Oslam Bimino. I'm Mishibur Mashikas B'Shem HaRamal Hakel. And the Radvaz is Machmir. Even the Machmir, just say you have to cover it. Don't say that you can't wear tefillin to shul. And again, Rosh Hashanah Zalman holds that the outside, the green dumpsters are not considered Mavos Mitunovos. Now, well, I'll tell you what it said from Rabbi Zain Abishol was something about the garbage being Ochel, the dumpster, or the dumpster, or not. Now, I'm not familiar with that phrase, but maybe it means, you know, there's the dumpster sometimes, everything is neatly inside the dumpster, and the doors are closed, and whatever. And sometimes the garbage is all piled up, and maybe that was the lotion. I don't remember where I saw it, probably here.
You know, the difference between this Mazur and this Mazur is crazy. And what you're only right is, Shom Zahra said it's not Matur. That's it.
And we've been seeing of a show. Okay, look at the Bir Halacha. Dibur Masav Oslam Bimino. Over Sefer Orzarua she zachinu mikarov laora. They just published the Orzarua in the times of the Mishabura. Mashma keharaman the kasav the mutul avar beveis akise the fidarko shelo letzarch nekavav utfilin baroshi. You let it walk through a beis akise to get where you need to go, even if you're wearing tefillin. Umashma milashona says the Bir Halacha. Shu mechalik benim over oshukove atman liotsham. Is he standing there? He's going in to do something there, or he just passing through. If he's just passing through, sounds like it's okay. If he's standing there to do something, I don't know if going to get a tissue is called, you know, being kovea there. Right, the Magen Avraham said it has to be also make a din to go into the bathroom with tefillin because it can't be any worse than a merchatz. And we learned the merchatz is no good. So now he says, well, could we depend merchatz? You like you're kovea to be in the merchatz. You're there for a reason. And what you're doing in the bathroom, maybe depending what you're there to do in the bathroom, would be a way of answering up the Magen Avraham's kasha and everyone else who says that you can go into a bathroom. Okay, so that is the Mavoz and the Tunafos. Okay, now there's another discussion that we mentioned last week also. What's the status of our bathroom? So they say the Chassid Ish says this. The Gemara talks about a Persian bathroom where whatever is made is quickly rolls away and disappears, and therefore it does not have a din of a basic kisa. The question is, it would seem that our bathrooms are better than that. The Poskim don't want to say that. The Chazon Ish has a suffix about our bathrooms. And Halicha Shlomo, they bring down that our Beis HaKisei, which is normally clean. Not every bathroom is always so clean, especially public bathrooms. But you say it does not have the din of a Beis HaKisei Gomor, whatever that means. And Rav Shimon Eider, he brings down from Rav Henkin. Rav Henkin, who was one of the Poskei Hador, a neighbor of Rav Moshe Feinstein, a contemporary of Moshe Feinstein. He's the great-grandfather of the couple that was killed last week on Sukkot. So Rav Henkin writes that our bathrooms have a din of the middle room of a Beis HaMerchatz. There's three rooms in the Beis HaMerchatz. We're going to get there in Simen Mem Hey. Okay, and he says that our bathroom, again, it's not a real full-fledged bathroom. It doesn't mean that you can daven in the bathroom. It's like this Beinoni status, like the middle room of the Beis HaMerchatz, which we'll learn about in Simen Mem Hey. So that's all discussion, how to view our bathroom. Okay, weiter. Sivo. Haya. Chevra, take it outside. We have a shear here. You're disturbing. Hayal lavush b'tfilin. Rotsuch lebeis hakise b'layla osamach hachashecha. She'enchus lanicham od achar she'yetz. I mean, usually he's going to put the tefillin right back on. But here we're talking about a case where it's becoming night, or it's almost night, it is night, and he's not going to put the tefillin back on. So lo yikonetem glulim b'bigdo. So the whole, what we saw last week, that he should roll it up and put it in his baguette and hold it. So he shouldn't do that. V'afil hashdin mayim, even if he's only going to make tanim, v'beis hakisei kavua, ela, what should he do? Ela ketzi yasa choltan, he should take them off. U'manicham b'kli im hayabot tefach, he should put it into a kli if the kli is the size, at least the size of a tefach, that would be good enough to bring the tefillin into the bathroom. O bekrisha eino kelyan, or if the kli is not miyuchad for the tefillin, ava bisha eino tefach, even if it's smaller than a tefach. And then ocha is a kli biyado v'nichna. So from this mechaber, it seems clear that you do not need a double covering, a kis b'toch kis. You put it into your bag, if your bag is the size of, even if it's miyuchad for the tefillin, even a tefillin bag, if it's the size of a tefach. And if it's not the kli, it can be even less than a tefach, and you can bring it into the bathroom. Mishmasiv katan chav beiz, im haya bo tefach, ava kishayim bo tefach, bato legabi a tefillin, kevin ju kelyan. Va'asa lachnisa bezikisa. If you have a very small tefillin bag, so then it's bato to the tefillin, it's if it's not in a bag at all. So it sounds from here, it's basically mafurish, that you do not need a kis b'toch kis. However, you go back to sif, Siman Mem Sif Beis. There, the Mechaber says, "Bayis Sheish Bo Tefillin, also the Shamish Bo Mitaso." Until you put it into a kli b'toch kli, and there, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Derech Chaim, "Oh, the Asel Strachov." If a person bringing it into the bag, it's not so uncommon. If you walk around with a bag with your Tzvarim or with your Tefillin, and you need a bathroom, and you can't leave it outside, it's going to get stolen. So this Shaila comes up all the time. So here the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Hay says, "Oh, Lassel Strachov." And then the Bir Alachi says, "I'm Mishnah Berurah doing the Lassel about Strachov." Umi Dachachaim, "Vitzarech Iyam Einay Laze." Umi the Kaman, "Siv Man Giyam Siv Zayin Ein Ray Laze." Umi Vadi Deboy Kisoy about Kli Betoch Kli Minayim. From our Siv, you see, you do not need a Kli Betoch Kli. So where does the Dachachaim come up and say that you do need a Kli Betoch Kli? And then the Poskim basically bring down Kis Betoch Kis, which is mafurish against this halacha, it seems. Now, it could be the answer to the kasha is in the next sif. Sif Zayin says as follows: B'med Zvar Ma'amurin, the previous halacha, B'beis HaKisei Sheba Sada, Aval B'beis HaKisei Sheba Bayis, Lo Yachnisim Klal, Kevin Sheyachal Nicham B'makom HaMishtamer. Meaning, it could be the whole concept of one kli is okay if you're in a sada, and you really don't have two coverings, and you don't have any other options, so it's okay, Maker Adim. But if you're in a house, you're makom mishtamer. There, some say don't bring it in at all, even in a kis b'toch kis. Make it in, you could bring it in a kis b'toch kis. So that could be that's the answer to this kash. It depends on where you are. And here the Mishnah Berurah says sifkat and chav hey hamishtamer ushar svar muksavim sheish ben shemos. You have a sitter, you have a chumish in your bag, in your pocket. Imhem b'kis shari lachnisan. Sounds like you just need one kis. V'yeshom in davke tik b'toch tik, or kis b'toch kis. In tzarech likon it's a basic kisa. Okay, so it's really not so pashut. So bottom line, Pesukei Teshuvos wants to say that for tefillin or mezuzah, I had this once. I went to buy a mezuzah, I had a mezuzah. So he said, for tefillin mezuzah there, you should be makbid on kis b'toch kis. Other svarim, he brings that up, not everyone agrees with this. A lot say that you need a double covering, but he seems to be mitzari for a lot of things. And maybe the printed svarim don't have the status of real svarim. And maybe the cover of the sefer is considered a cover. All those things that we don't really rely on, but we're mitzari for all these different things. And Mikra Din, most people can say, you really only need one cover. So it's mitzari for all these things. And he broke down from, I think, from Europe, from England, that a lot of our pockets are already a double pocket. You have a pocket, and then, unless it's the back pocket of jeans, where it's the same, it's one of the same, or a pocket in pants, so it's already a double cover. I know I have a little sitter inside my jacket there's pocket.
There's also
right, that would also be one. And I asked with Jim Chowski about it many, many, many years ago, and he told me it was fine. I didn't ask him why it was fine, but there's a lot of tzirufim. Okay, Sif Ches. Im Shachach Tfilin Berosho Vasavim Trachav, he forgot he's wearing Tfilin, he goes to the bathroom. Meniach Yadu Alein Achigma Omer Arishon, Vyotze Vachotze Vachotze Vinichnas. So Chazal assumed that it was dangerous to hold it in, whatever. So he should finish the beginning, and then he should put his hand on top of the tefillin, cover the tefillin at least with his hand. They bring down from here that you see that the covering when you go into mavos mitunafos. So He can cover with his talus, cover the hat, and cover with his hands also. Perhaps. Okay. Sif Tes. Mutul Rofe Likach Ovid Shamera. Gandol Nez Wat Tfilin Odeh. So you have a doctor, he wears one. He does a urine test. He's testing the ketan. So now he's holding this cup of ketan miraglaim. So Mutul Rofe Likach Ovid Shamera Gan Biyado Tfilin Barosho. Even if he's wearing tefillin, he can do it. It's not a problem of everything we've been discussing. Obal Nefesh Yachmir La'atzma. Okay, look at the Bir Alacha Umanicha Beklim Hayabo Tafach from the earlier Machaber. I am Shemar. From Heavy Obishim Rashi, Makli Ayat Tafach Chashuv Makli Oil LaHafzik Beinam LaKarka. You have svarim in a bag. You have a knapsack. You have a teak. You put the teak on the floor, and the svarim are in the teak on the floor. Is that a problem? So if the teak is a tafach, which of course it is. You can put it on the floor. It's not upon the svarim, not on the floor. They're in a bag. The bag is the size of a tefach. If the ubikli she'en keli and fill pachas mitefach, and it's not, you know, a teak is a teak. It's not miyuchad for that safer, and therefore that would be fine. Okay, simon mem dalad. Very quickly, sleeping with tefillin on. Which shouldn't be, you know, if you live in America, you'll say also not relevant, but if you spend time in the old city with people with tefillin all day, it is very relevant.
Why are people supposed
to? People supposed to know davening.
In America, where the whole davening is only 25 minutes on Thursday,
Now. Okay, so we're going to try to simplify things. The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chavav brings down three braises. One braise says, a person can sleep with tefillin on a shenas arai, but not a shenas keva. Another braisa says he can sleep a shenas arai and a shenas keva with tefillin. Another braisa says he cannot sleep not a shenas arai and not a shenas keva with tefillin. Three braisas with tefillin. Can he sleep? He can sleep arai and keva. He can't sleep not arai and not keva. He can sleep arai but not keva. So there's a machlokes how to understand these three braises. Let's learn the Mechaber. We'll see how the Mechaber understood these three braises. Mem Dalet Aleph. Cause man shat tefillin v'rosho obiz ro, as long as the person wearing tefillin. Also the Yisham Bem afilu shenas arai. He is not allowed to sleep even a shenas arai. Why not? Mishabur sif katan aleph. The gazrin and shem yovel lahafiach behem. He'll come to pass gas. By day. Okay, hold on. You can't read the rest yet because we didn't do the Mechaber. Again, also you shall have a shenas arai. Ella, unless, how can you sleep shenas arai with tefillin? If he niach aleihem sudar, if he puts a covering on top of the shell rosh, v'lo ha'isa imo isha, okay, his wife is not there. Yashem shenas arai, he's allowed to sleep a shenas arai with tefillin if he covers the tefillin with a beged. The keter u'osa, how is he allowed to do the shenas arai with tefillin on? Meiniach rosho bein birkav, he has to put his head between his knees, v'yoshev and sit like that, v'yoshin and sleep like that. I don't know how anyone could possibly sleep like that, and if you do, you're probably going to go tumbling. But that's, the Mechaber tells us, that's why you're allowed to sleep shenas arai. So the Mechaber understands that the Braisa, like we've shown him, we understand the Braisa that says, no keva, yes arai, is wearing the tefillin, in the situation where you're covering it with a sudar and you put your head between your knees. What does the sudar help? Back to Mishabura Sifkatan Aleph. Even though he's sort of dozing off over here, he'll remember he's wearing tefillin, he will not come to be lahafiach. Okay, now Mishabura Sifkatan Gimel asks a kasha, all the Rishonim ask on this the sugya. We learn the not of Hesach Hadas from tefillin. How can you fall asleep with tefillin on L'choira and L'chesach Hadas G'dol Abizu? You're distracted from the tefillin. You're sleeping. So it says Mishabura Sifkatan Gimel, Lo Choshev Hesach Hadas. So we've already said this over a couple of times. The big machlok is, what is Hesach Hadas? And most poskim understand, and most Rishonim understand, Hesach Hadas means Schok and Kalas Rosh. When you're sleeping, you're not involved in Schok and Kalas Rosh. So that's okay. You can't be lighthearted, you can't play games, you can't be whatever. So Sivkotun Gimel. V'lochash v'hetzach hadas elik she'omei b'schok v'kalas rosh. Avok she'osik b'malachto. If he's working, right? Like he used to work all day wearing tefillin. V'um nasov ein daik tolein mamish. Ein zinik hetzach hadas. Unless he's so distracted that he can't, you know, have Yiras Shamayim. But even if he's working, the person's supposed to work with Yiras Shamayim, and in a state of seriousness, that's not called Hetzach Das. He's sleeping, he's not involved in lightheadedness. His mind should always be on the tefillin. He should not have hetzach hadas. So when he's learning, he's supposed to concentrate on learning. When he's davening, he should concentrate on his davening. But the rest of the time the person's wearing tefillin, he doesn't have to actively be thinking about his tefillin, but mitzvah min hamuvcha to do so. That's what's in there of touching the tefillin. First we touch the shel yad, then the shel rosh. Many people kiss the hand that touches the shel yad and the shel rosh. Okay, what's the shein hatzarai? It's a very big machlokes. Mishnah Berurah Katan Dalid. First opinion he brings down is ain shir lezeh. No shir to the shein hatzarai that he's sleeping with his head between his knees with a beged on top of the shel rosh. The Eish Orim Kidei Hiluch Kuf Ama Vulcherek Savach Zayim Mishah Bekira Vechem Pasak Agra Bebiuru. And some say it's the time it takes to walk 100 Amas, which is 1/67th of a 60 minute hour, which means less than a minute. That's around 55 seconds you're allowed to doze off with your tefillin on. I don't know what that means. So here back at the Bir Halacha Afilu Shein Asarai, so the Bir Halacha, the Machabe does not paskin like the Rosh Rabbeinu Yonah, who are more makel. He says, "The low kai Rosh Rabbeinu Yonah shematir and shenas arai. They matir shenas arai." Ubira grab reisha sim rashi shadai to lifso kumosam. I think that means, I'm not 100% sure, without the head between the knees, without the sudar on the tefillin. Ach le daito, and the gra paskins like that. But the gra, even though he doesn't require the head between the knees, it may not require the sudar. Lo mikri shenas arai kim dehilch kufama. He doesn't require the sudar. He does require head between the knees, because otherwise he's going to sleep for longer. Anyway, so it's mamish not practical. So if you have a chavrusa where it's twin all day, which I am now zocha to, and he does off, you can count to 55, and then you give him an elbow. Okay. Okay, so that was sleeping. Shenas arai mutter keva aser. Arai is mutter. You need Rosh Obein Birkov, you need Sudar on the Shel Rosh, and you might also need only 55 seconds. How you tefillin kruchim biyado? If the tefillin are wrapped around his hands, he's not wearing the tefillin, he's holding them, but he's not just holding them, they're wrapped, they're tied to his hands so that they won't fall. Then you can sleep Shenas Keva, because he's not afraid that it's going to fall on the floor, because it's literally tied to his hand, but not in a way in which he's wearing it. He's not wearing it, so there's no problem of hafacha, and there's no problem of dropping it. So that's what the Braisa means when it says that you're allowed to sleep in Mishnah's Keva. It's not wearing the tefillin, and it's not holding the tefillin. It's tying, it's holding the tefillin in a way in which you're tying it to yourself so it won't fall off. But if you're just holding the tefillin, then you can't even sleep for 55 seconds, not even 1 second. Why? You're going to come to drop the tefillin. And therefore, so the three Braisas, right, at the beginning it looks like a wild, you know, stira, minei obey. All three, but this is how the Mechaber, but this is the Mahalach that the Mechaber takes within the Rishonim, from the Rishonim. Okay, so if you're holding it in your hand, you can't sleep at all, not a right, not can't up, you're going to drop it. If it's tied to your hand in a way that you're not wearing it, but it's not going to fall, then you can sleep Shenas Keva. And the yes, a right, not Keva, we discussed all the Pratim over there, which basically makes it very irrelevant. That's why if you're holding it without an artik, it's not in a bag. Because there, even if it falls on the floor, if tefillin fall on the floor while they're in the tefillin bag, it's not such a big deal. Now they say if you drop the tefillin, the person not in a bag, that the person should fast. The mamish the tefillin on the floor. in a bag. I thought they said to give tzedakah. I didn't have a chance to really be ma'ayin so much over here. From the Mishnah Berurah, it does not sound like that.
They bring down here, the Rabbi says, the Chozer should give a food.
Who says?
The Eli Rabbi.
Eli Rabbi says, give some stock, even if it's in the back.
A little bit.
Okay, we'll stop here.